Well, the idea of the event is to honor the First Ladies of Africa. Women United Foundation was founded for women leaders to give them more of a platform to speak about the good that's going on the continent of Africa and making sure that that narrative comes from Africans to the world rather than others back to the continent. And when I say honor, I mean listen. So we have a program where we feel as if the First Ladies are the best cultural ambassadors that the continent has, as they are mothers. They're not elected, but they represent so much for the continent, for their nations in culture and diplomacy and what we call soft diplomacy, and really engaging the world in interest of their countries. But the participation of the First Ladies will be in the form of a panel. So it's really a conversation, a learning conversation also for those in the audience that want to know. There's government officials, there's NGO people, there's CEOs, there's media, and everybody wants to hear from the First Ladies how they can be more involved to make more impact and change. Tonight is just the beginning of a conversation that will continue and continue and continue throughout the year. As we follow the First Ladies, we follow their platforms for change, and we find better ways that we can support them, better ways that the continent can be described, overturning negative images and negative narratives, and giving our own narrative of not only our challenges, but of solutions. But these solutions have to come from Africa's First Ladies.
So do you know how many First Ladies will be in attendance?
Yes, we have 6 First Ladies confirmed. And as you know, it's a bit chaotic because some of the ladies are coming in just today and they are taking time to come this evening. So we have confirmed 6 First Ladies. The First Lady of Sierra Leone, Fatima Madobio, she is our international spokesperson for the foundation. So she's involved directly with the foundation as well.
And she will be in attendance?
Yes, she will be in attendance. Her husband as well, the president, will be in attendance. And our patroness of our foundation is actually Mama Antoinette Sassou Nguesso, who was unable to attend because she has an illness, so she was unable to travel. And the First Ladies that were not able to attend, they sent delegations. So we have the direct delegations of Nigeria, we have delegation from Namibia, and we have a delegation from Burundi. The Prime Minister of Burundi will attend.
Are you expected to also have members of the U.S. Congress attending, or what?
Yes, we do. We have 3 congresswomen confirmed. That is Sheila Jackson Lee, Congresswoman Alma Adams, and Congresswoman Cori Bush. We also have from the U.S. government the USA UN Ambassador, Linda Thomas Greenfield, who will be attending the event, and she will be a keynote speaker as well. We have with us also the Deputy Secretary of the Housing and Urban Development, which is known as HUD in the USA, Adrian Todman.
You have also outlined performances by some African artists.
Yes. So Fally Ipupa will perform. We have live performance. We are hoping that Tekno will catch his flight and that his flight will land in time. And Yusur as well is on the same flight.
Deborah, thank you so much. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.